Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And the Mid-South station you can count on. Live on the Radio.com free app.
In the market for a new home? Orion is redefining home loans with a full team of experts ready to simplify the process. Visit OrionFCU.com or your local Orion branch to get pre-qualified today. That's OrionFCU.com. Conditions apply. Orion is an equal housing lender.
All right, it is officially springtime, so you're going to want to make sure your yard looks better than ever before. Do it at Germantown Hardware and Paints. They got brands like Echo, Stihl, and Honda. Chainsaws, lawnmowers, blowers, everything in between. And they got a small engine repair shop, so if you need to get those fixed, do it at Germantown Hardware and Paints.
They're the only real hardware store in the Mid-South, Germantown Hardware and Paints, and they're family-owned and operated since 2001. That staff has unsurpassable knowledge. They know that store inside and out, and the customer service is fantastic. They're at the corner of Poplar and Germantown Parkway, or you can get there online at germantownhardware.com.
It's game on at the Sportsbook at Samstown Hotel and Gambling Hall, Tunica. Feed your appetite and quench your thirst with weekend food and drink specials, plus a full-service bar. We can bet you'll have a great time. Restrictions apply. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-777-9696.
Are you going crazy sitting at home and you want to get out of the house and do something fun? Come out to Top Gun Memphis. We are open both of our indoor ranges, and we just got a massive new shipment of firearms for home protection and personal defense, and a huge shipment of ammunition while everybody else is running out. Where are we located? 2770 Witten Road in Bartlett at the Old Range USA. Top Gun Memphis, where you can get a firearm to protect yourself and ammo. Top Gun Memphis, Top Gun Memphis.com.
Say goodnight to frozen folded eggs and barely there bacon, America, because Wendy's is now serving up breakfast, and it's going to be America's favorite. They just don't know it yet.
These are a few of my favorite things.
We're talking freshly cracked eggs, oven-cooked bacon. How did I even do mornings before this breakfast goodness? Come into Wendy's to try our new breakfast Baconator, the Frosty Chino, and the Honey Butter Chicken Biscuit. See you in the morning. You up for this?
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, there's something about protecting people's homes through Progressive that inspires me, because I just had an idea for a book. Well, it was originally an idea for a movie based on a play inspired by a podcast. But the idea is how you can save when you bundle home and auto. Might not be the best idea for a book.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
Maybe a radio commercial? Guess we'll never know.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
America is a great big country.
Filled with all kinds of different people.
And we all count.
That's why the 2020 Census
wants to make sure we're all counted.
Why is it so important?
Because the census helps inform how hundreds of billions of dollars will be spent each year for things like
new roads,
health clinics,
even more school programs.
So make sure you're counted.
Because you count. Shape your future. Start here. Complete the census at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
The motto for world-class competition has always been faster, higher, stronger. It's the same for Navien, makers of condensing tankless water heaters. Faster to install and set up. Higher performance and efficiency to provide endless hot water. Stronger with the industry's strongest warranty. All because of the copper-free stainless steel heat exchanger built in every unit. Learn about Navien's condensing tankless water heaters and find a Navien contractor at tanklessmadesimple.com. That's tanklessmadesimple.com.
Your tax refund is all you need to get that car or truck you want, and you only pay the low wholesale price. Yes, at Wholesale Unlimited, you don't pay the retail price, and they have layaway plans, so do it today. It's on Pleasant View, just off Covington Pike, and all you pay is the wholesale price. So many SUVs, cars, and trucks to choose from. That's why they call it Wholesale Unlimited. You want a Cadillac Escalade? A Mustang GT? How about a Jeep Grand Cherokee or a Toyota 4Runner? You want a loaded Tahoe, Ram truck, Camaro, or Mercedes, go to the online inventory at WUCars.com or just Google Wholesale Unlimited to find what you want. A little money goes a long way when you can buy cars and trucks at wholesale and use your tax refund to get the price even lower. Right now, Wholesale Unlimited has great cars and trucks priced at only $7,000 to $8,000 and in-house financing. Go to Pleasant View just off Covington Pike today. Tell them you heard about it on 92.9 ESPN. You can thank me later.
You've heard of the Carpenter Art Garden, right? And all the wonderful things it does for the underprivileged young people in Binghamton? Well, now the Carpenter Art Garden hires kids from the neighborhood as staff. That's due in part to a grant from Triumph Bank. And this summer, a group of volunteers from Triumph Bank will be working with the Carpenter Art Garden to teach a six-week course on financial education and literacy. Think about all the things you know that you take for granted. How to set up a checking account, how to use a debit card, how to budget, and how to save. Triumph Bank understands it's impossible to build any kind of financial future without these basic skills. So they've put together a team of volunteers, which includes the CEO of the bank, Will Chase, by the way, to make sure the kids at the Carpenter Art Garden have the knowledge and the access that they need. That's why Triumph Bank is a different kind of bank, and that's how the people at Triumph Bank treat everyone who steps through their doors. So go to their website at triumphbank.com. They're invested in the community and in making banking easy for you.
Now is my time. Now is my time. Everybody rock with me because I'm up now. Took your girl and I'm scoring like I made the touchdown. Swerving in a Lambo, doors go up, not on the bus now. Used to want a G-Shock, now I'm walking with a bus down. Pull up and I'm flooded with a iced out watch. Whip it look like butter, baby, pecan drop. Pecan drop.
Every around this time we run down.
Stand my nuts, count a lot, saw a lot.
Rundown is brought to you by Cartridge World.
Now, it's the Rundown. The biggest stories from Jason and John. Everything y'all need on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
I hope that you feel safer at home, because that is what Mayor Jim Strickland has just ordered. Following sort of the lead that you've seen around the country, right? Louisiana, believe California is calling it shelter at home. New York has I can't remember what New York called. New York called it something really New York, like New York on pause or something. I don't know exactly what they called it. But this is sort of in line with all of what you've seen around the United States of America. Jim Strickland has issued a safer at home executive order. Basically, what that means is it's not terribly different than what we've sort of already been doing. But I will go through things you can do under the safer at home, Jason, okay? I'll just kind of go through these things really quickly. You can go to the grocery store, convenience store, or the warehouse store. You can go to the pharmacy to pick up medications and other healthcare necessities.
Better be able to.
You can go to medical appointments, but check with your doctor or provider first. Go to a restaurant for takeout, delivery, or drive-through. Care for or support a friend or family member. Take a walk, ride your bike, hike, jog, be in nature for exercise. Just keep at least 6 feet between you and others. Walk your pets, take them to the veterinarian if necessary. Help someone to get necessary supplies. And finally, receive deliveries from any business which delivers. So don't you feel like, I don't know, I've been abiding by this. Have you been abiding by this, generally speaking?
Dude, I didn't get my car this weekend.
I didn't either.
My wife, whatever we most recently ran out of, I was telling someone else this morning, she has gone in the mornings to try to go get.
Yep.
We've got some meat, but she wants to go get more. And I think it's almost to a point now where she's like, just finding it is more important than actually bringing it back to the house. So I don't know if she's getting stir crazy because she's at home all the time now. Again, she's at the school with my kid, and so they're off. And if it's just a need to go out, but to that point, John, I didn't go out one bit. And my whole thing was telling her, listen, honey, tomorrow morning, stay in. Because we got toilet paper. We've got, there's nothing you need to see if it's gone or not while you're out there.
I mean, I still don't understand the toilet paper thing, bro, to be quite honest with you. Like, I still don't get it. I still don't understand it. I mean,
Toilet paper is one thing. It's another thing when you're going in these stores and you're not seeing any meat because it's bought out.
Oh, now the
and
meat.
The meat is a
problem.
Like, I can't, I mean, it's y'all's money and it's y'all's chicken. But, like, folks, put it all on the grill this weekend.
They're blowing their load.
Every last bit of meat. And we can't find any in the store. Yeah. Now, again, I'm telling you, we still got meat. So this isn't a desperate situation. But I imagine there are people
Jason some meat.
The people that don't have it. So stop overreacting. Absolutely. In these stores. People that don't have meat right now, well, hell, half of you got everything you got on your grill.
Absolutely.
This weekend. And so,
if you're trying to ration, you're not doing a very good job of it here. I mean, you're just putting everything you bought over the week. I mean, if you're worried about shortages, which is why you're buying up the stuff, you can't put it all on the grill day.
Apparently, they're not getting it back in fast enough to sort of keep up with the panic, whatever you want to call it, the demand right now for toilet paper, for meat, for whatever else. My gosh, guys. And look, we had neighbors that reached that told us. We had friends that reached out to us. Well, because Faith was talking about it, she went and put it on social media. Say, hey, y'all need meat? That kind of thing. That's what comes out of this. And that part, you know, we're gracious to have friends and folks like that who would offer and see, hey, are you in a bad spot? But to get back to the point of this, just stay in. It's like I'm telling my wife every morning, honey, I know, you know, we're all going stir crazy in the house. We're bouncing off. But if you don't need to be out there, if it's not essential, if we're not to the last of the last, just stay on in. I think that's the best advice for all.
All right. So we went through what you can do. Here's what you cannot do, Jason. You cannot go to work. Or you should not. I mean, it says you should not.
If you can work from home.
You should not go to work unless you are providing essential services as defined by this order. We'll get to that in a minute. Visit friends and family if there is no urgent need. You should not maintain less than 6 feet of distance from others when you go out, and you should not visit loved ones in the hospital, nursing home, skilled nursing facility, or other residential care facility except for limited exceptions as provided on the facility websites. And I think that last one, man, it's the part of this that I think is probably the most difficult, because people sadly don't stop taking ill. They don't stop dying. Right when there's a shelter at home or a safer at home order, and you can't grieve. Like, I was on Facebook last night, and you get it too, because you have listeners who add us on Facebook, and so you see all these sort of random people that you don't really know in person, but mm-hmm. listen to the show. I saw something from one of those people on my friends list, and his father passed away, and in the same post he had to say, we can't have more than 10 people at the funeral, and I don't even know if you can have that many at the funeral now. That's the part of this that's really that breaks my heart, because it doesn't even really allow people to grieve. You can't even grieve with each other right now, and I just can't. I mean, I think that's one of the few things that when you lose a loved one, you take comfort in, is being around your family and your mm-hmm. friends, and you can't do that right now. And so my heart truly does go out to those people who are dealing with those situations, because this is difficult enough already, and to have to deal with that is unimaginable. So going on to the essential businesses, because I know you want to know, do you work at an essential business? Well, I'm about to tell you. Here are the essential businesses as outlined by the mayor of Memphis, Jim Strickland. Obviously, healthcare operations and essential infrastructure, grocery stores, farmers markets, farm and produce stands, supermarkets, food banks, the convenience stores, all those kinds of things. Those are essential businesses. Food cultivation, businesses that provide food, shelter, and social services, newspapers, television, radio, and other media services are deemed essential. We are here for you. Gas stations, banks, hardware stores, insurance businesses and services. You know, you got to have your plumbers, right? You got to have your electricians, your exterminators, your all that stuff. Mailing, shipping, logistics, laundromats, electronic cell phone and internet retail businesses, restaurants that do the takeout, manufacturing companies. Let's see. Any others, transportation services, home-based care, et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah, yo ass got to work. Yo ass working. So,
again, I feel blessed to be working during this time, to be quite honest with you.
I mean, I feel like this is a necessary step, though. I mean, I think this is always going to be sort of where we got, a point we got to, just because, I mean, we're trying to, you know, mitigate the spread of this thing. And I don't know if we've done a good job of that. We won't really, you know, we're 2 weeks behind. So we'll know, I guess, by the weekend, hopefully, if what we've done the last few weeks has made a dent. But, yeah, so that's the first step, a safer at home order from Mayor Jim Strickland.
Next story.
News we touched on in the open, but it is certainly big news for the University of Memphis. Not set in stone. Nothing is in college basketball. John made that point, and it's a valid one. But Boogie Ellis announced this weekend. John was on top of it first. Like, were you on Boogie's Instagram account already when this came out? Because you were pretty quick to it.
I was just, I was just on the gram.
He was on the gram, just searching through there. Probably checking out Jamal Murray, just seeing what he had going on, just checking out other folks. And just so happens that Boogie Ellis came on at the same time John was on.
I mean, I found the Jamal Murray video for sure.
I did not find it.
Congrats, dude. I mean,
dude, that's somebody's daughter.
Okay. What do you want me to say?
What you mean, congrats?
On a number of things. On a number of things. Jamal Murray is blessed.
We're going to go back there. We're going to go back there, and you're going to clean that up.
No,
because you're going to need to clean that up. That's somebody's daughter.
I know. Well, that's Jamal Murray, somebody's son.
What's that got to do with it?
Isn't
it her that's the one? It's not him.
He lost his soul.
What?
In that video.
I'm going back to Boogie Ellis right now because you're a mess on the Jamal Murray story.
You started it.
You're a mess. Over on Instagram, which John was perusing Saturday afternoon, just happened to be at the right time because Boogie Ellis announced that I'll be back to finish my story. And it's him. It's 1,000 pictures of him, really, all in a Memphis uniform. And that's the best news you could get, quite frankly, if you're a Memphis Tigers fan, because keep in mind, two and a half weeks ago, it all sort of runs together now with the corona pandemic. But we felt like players were going to transfer, and we felt like Boogie Ellis was certainly one of those candidates. We were reading social media posts of his, of Lester Quinones's, of even Mike Miller's.
Yep.
And so to get this news over the weekend, we said, again, not set in stone. Nothing is. Memphis still has this, still has this infraction case hanging over its head. And if they came back the IARP after they do this for the first time through and said, you've got a one-year postseason ban, well, I imagine for many of these players, they'd have to consider, okay, am I still in it in the immediate? That said, absolutely has to be a great news and a great sign, I think, for Memphis that Penny Hardaway's he's working ever since this season ended in terms of keeping this team together. He's got the makings. I don't know if you've seen these way too early top 25, John, but none of them have Memphis anywhere close.
Yep.
And Penny's got the makings of keeping a nucleus together. And we know, again, if you can keep this coaching staff together, there's an opportunity to go out and add some elite-level talent to a pretty good nucleus to be still a top 25-level team. And you do that by keeping players like Boogie Ellis. Keep in mind, this was a top 40 prospect that one time was signed with Duke, right? When Jones goes back to Duke this year, that's when he got his release. And so, again, you've got a player who was – heralded. Again, this year he had his ups and downs, started conference play. Man, couldn't hit the side of a barn with a shot. But you saw the flashes, whether it was against NC State, others, you saw the flashes of a guy that you see that, when he's got his confidence going, he can fill it up. And so this was a good news thing for Memphis. John Martin was on it all over. I think you got over 1,000 likes on it. And people should like it because it's a good development for the Memphis program. Penny Hardaway keeping this thing together, it looks like. And I got to imagine, John, if we're just kind of speculating, this sort of stand pat that we're in right now, maybe this does mean that you keep Lester Quinones and you keep Mike Miller and you keep you keep this thing together.
Yeah.
And you could be right back in terms of, having Sweet 16, Final Four hopes, say Final Four, because you added Greg Brown and Jalen Green, Musa Cisse reclassified, you could start talking like that again. Maybe they're there. That said, again, with so much unknown going on with Memphis right now, good to see a guy say he's coming back.
I agree. I mean, I think I've said it before the ish hit the fan, that if Memphis can bring back all these guards, Tyler Harris, Lester Quinones, Boogie, like that team can be good. And maybe as soon as next year. I don't know. Like with Wichita State losing everybody on their roster, with UConn leaving the league, I mean, there is going to be an opening for,
Houston still be good.
Houston will probably be the pick to win because they are going to be good next year. They bring back Caleb Mills and Sasser and all those guys. So Houston will be pick number one, but I'm assuming Memphis will be right there behind them.
To your point, Wichita State starting over.
Yeah, I mean, they're rebuilding. They're like the economy in the United States, brother. They need a bailout badly, okay?
They do. Maybe take a serious look at what's going on there.
And so Memphis is probably going to be, if I had to say, picked two in the preseason, and they could go number one if Memphis lands, and then they will be number one if the Memphis lands Jalen Green and Greg Brown. So that's what you're dealing with. You bring those guys back. I mean, Tyler Harris and Ayler are going to be juniors. They're going to be upperclassmen now, so now you're going to hopefully start to see the benefits of having some experience on your roster. Lester, Boogie, their sophomores. You know, that matters. You know, that's when you start to really talk about, okay, what can this team do? They've been through the sort of rigors of the college basketball season. They've been through the ups and downs. They know what to expect now. And so I just think it's a positive element. Now, if something changes, does that post necessarily mean 100% that Boogie is coming back to Memphis? It doesn't, but it's a glimmer of hope. I want to come back and I want to run this thing back as these things stand. And Memphis needs him. Memphis needs Boogie Ellis. We saw how good he can be. When you put the ball in his hands and you empower him like Penny did there at the end of the season, you had an engaged Boogie. And, of course, like, there are going to be struggles. Like, there are ups and downs with any freshman. But I think, listen, you saw when he turned it on, dude, he was one of the he was probably one of the two best players on the team.
Not to mention, we love the other things he does besides score. We love John and I both remarked all season long about the way this kid rebounds. He'll stick his nose in there, and from an effort level standpoint on defense, he's part of the reason you're number five in defensive efficiency. Because from an effort level, he's playing. He's giving you 110% every time. And so from that standpoint, too, you like it.
Yep.
Again, so many unknowns with Memphis, including this IARP, this infractions case. Who knows what happens if this is set in stone? Because, again, I tell you, if you've got a 1 or 2 year postseason ban, right, they go that hard after you, then I would understand all these kids sort of reconsidering what their options are. But right now, this is a sign that Penny Hardaway is keeping this thing together, and that's good news for Memphis.
Yep. Do you want to talk about Tiger King when we come back? Is it time to get into Tiger King? Because, ladies and gentlemen, this has been exactly what the doctor ordered during these times of isolation and quarantining and staying inside.
A man named Joe Exotic.
Carol Baskin, a guy who goes by Carol. Bhagavan Doc. I mean, it's just like
– that means Lord, by the way.
The more that we heard from people, the weirder and crazier this thing became. And We'll go into it without giving too much away when we come back. It is the series that if the U.S. ain't talking about it now, they will be by the end of the week. I'm telling you. We'll do that when we come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
For Memphis, whether it's sports or information that matters to you, we're the Mid-South leader. Sports, sure, but also local information that matters. We care, and we're the most relevant FM talk station around. Thanks for choosing 92.9 FM, ESPN, more than sports. Now, more than ever.
Your tax refund is all you need to get that car or truck you want, and you only pay the low wholesale price. Yes, at Wholesale Unlimited, you don't pay the retail price, and they have layaway plans, so do it today. It's on Pleasant View, just off Covington Pike, and all you pay is the wholesale price. So many SUVs, cars, and trucks to choose from. That's why they call it Wholesale Unlimited. You want a Cadillac Escalade? A Mustang GT? How about a Jeep Grand Cherokee or a Toyota 4Runner? You want a loaded Tahoe, Ram truck, Camaro, or Mercedes? Go to the online inventory at wucars.com or just Google Wholesale Unlimited to find what you want. A little money goes a long way when you can buy cars and trucks at wholesale and use your tax refund to get the price even lower. Right now, Wholesale Unlimited has great cars and trucks priced at only $7,000 to $8,000 and in-house financing. Go to Pleasant View just off Covington Pike today. Tell them you heard about it on 92.9 ESPN. You can thank me later.
This is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about James Davis for years. It's at the Laurelwood Shopping Center, one of the best clothing stores in the nation. It's where I shop. It's where you should shop. And here to tell you why is Rob Joyner from James Davis.
Gary, we are continuing with the Paul Bettinelli suits with 9 fabrics to choose from, regularly $5.95, and they are 2 for just $7.95. An unbeatable savings with super 130s, wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, natural stretch, trim, and classic fit. We now have full custom suits and sport coats from Paul Bettinelli. We take 13 measurements to make the perfect fit. You have button options, lapel options, as well as pocket treatments. And in 3 to 4 weeks, your perfectly fit garment is here starting at $6.95. It's amazing. You rank in the top 10 toughest fits in America, and the suits we made for you fit like a glove.
So you heard him. You know where to go. It's James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center. That's James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center on the web, jamesdavisstore.com.
Say goodnight to frozen folded eggs and barely there bacon, America, because Wendy's is now serving up breakfast, and it's going to be America's favorite. They just don't know it yet.
These are a few of my favorite things.
We're talking freshly cracked eggs, oven-cooked bacon. How did I even do mornings before this breakfast goodness? Come into Wendy's to try our new breakfast Baconator, the Frosty Chino, and the Honey Butter Chicken Biscuit. See you in the morning. You up for this? Yeah. At participating Wendy's.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, there's something about protecting people's homes through Progressive that inspires me, because I just had an idea for a book. Well, it was originally an idea for a movie based on a play inspired by a podcast. But the idea is how you can save when you bundle home and auto. Might not be the best idea for a book.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
Maybe a radio commercial? Guess we'll never know.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Mom, delivery!
You've been loading up on things from Walmart.
Yeah, I used my new Capital One Walmart Rewards card. It earns unlimited 5% back on everything I buy from Walmart online.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what now?
5% back.
With what?
The Capital One Walmart Rewards Card. Earn unlimited rewards, including 5% back at Walmart online on top of Walmart's everyday low prices. What's in your wallet?
Terms and exclusions apply. Capital One NA.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
This is Derek's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
After the third time jump-starting my car, I finally realized my battery was dying. So I stopped by O'Reilly to have it checked. They tested it right there in the parking lot. It was bad, real bad. But they helped me find the right battery for my car and even installed it for free. Now my car starts like new.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
When you go to the mechanic in here...
Pass me the torque wrench. Nope, let me have the flamethrower.
That sounds wrong. You know what else sounds wrong? When you hear about the interest you're earning on your savings with the largest banks. But with a Marcus by Goldman Sachs online savings account, you could earn much more interest. And hear this. Open a Marcus by Goldman Sachs online savings account in minutes at marcus.com. You can money.
Comparison made to the three largest U.S. banks measured by total deposits. Rates as of February 4th, 2020 and may vary by state. Goldman Sachs Bank USA, member FDIC.
For the ones who forge metal and those with nerves of steel. For the ones who burn the midnight oil and the ones who rise with the sun. Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, with over 250 local branches and a team of specialists available 24/7 to help you solve any challenge. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hope I make it out of here. She saw my eyes, she know I'm gone. I see some things that you might fear. I'm doing a show, I'll be back soon.
We do have a little bit of breaking news. Brought to you by Radio.com Sports and powered by 5-Hour Energy Shots, now in two great tropical flavors, Jason. Not terribly surprising, but according to USA Today, the 2020 Tokyo Olympics will be postponed due to the coronavirus. Yeah. Were you holding out hope?
No. I was actually waiting to see when America would follow Canada's lead.
I think the political pressure was so great that you just could not. I know it sucks. I mean, I can imagine that this thing is an absolute mother effort to postpone. Like all those countries, all those people, the testing, the schedule for the
you need to be real and tell them now that they're not to come.
Right.
Right. And stop training for it right now, as if you're coming in a few weeks, pretty much. Like, stop it. Like, be honest with the world. And that's what they needed to do. And it was getting to a point where they were being so I don't want to say dishonest, because, again, they're to your point, they got so much at to weigh. But they're not looking in the mirror. They're not living in a world of reality, to a point now where you're having the other countries make the decisions. Like Canada, we're not even going to send our people over because we think this is serious and we think you guys are fronting. Let's just be real. And so, yes, that, thankfully, countries like that go ahead and making that move, Japan's got to look in the mirror and realize we're being unfair to the athletes, to all these other countries, by continuing to hold out hope that this is going to happen. Let's just be real.
Right.
Like everyone else is coming to grips with reality.
Exactly.
We're going to have to, too. And look, they're insured. You put this thing off for a year. We get off in terms of the calendar, but it's fine. You can get it back on then. But more importantly, these athletes can sort of reset their training, their minds for having this thing, whether it's going to be a year from now, 6 months, whatever. But just be real that it's not happening here in the next few weeks, few months. Because that even believing that that was possible was ridiculous.
Now, do I believe that as a world and as a nation that we will be back to doing what we were doing, for the most part in July? Yes, I do. I do. I think if we're not, we got bigger problems. But
well, tell them kids on the beaches then. Go back and get home.
It's not about the world being back to normal in July. It's about all of the preparation and things that you would have to go through before July. The training and the being around people and before, like, and the, so it's just too great a risk, right? And you just don't, even if we have mitigated this. For example, like, we do have some good news. Italy has seen its deaths and its number of cases go down 2 consecutive days.
Yeah, that is good news.
Italy has been the worst, right, in terms of deaths per capita. I mean, Italy has
and
been
its handling of it, and that's why you
yes,
have the deaths per
exactly.
capita so high.
And their elderly population as well. You know, like my grandmother-in-law, right? And this gives you an idea of how Italians are. My grandmother-in-law, who we call Noni, she's full-blood Italian, right? Like, she came over here, you know, on the boat, like, she was, you know, she immigrated here, and you cannot tell her, according to my mother-in-law, like, she wants to go outside. Like, she wants to go outside, she wants to go in the garden, she wants to go to the market. Like, that's how Italians are. They're social people. And I think that...
Well, she's fine in the garden, though.
I think she's fine in the garden.
She's fine in the garden, but out back.
But, I mean, for a woman who's in her mid-80s, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. You got to be careful. You got to be very...
Oh, you do. You absolutely
you know,
do.
You don't want to take any risks. But Italians are a social... We are a social people. It's why you had those spring breakers who were like, yo, man, dude, I mean, I already paid for this, man. I already came. I already bought the tickets, man. I'm not going to not go out, man.
Like, now a lot of them are coming down with COVID-19, bro.
Exactly.
You're seeing the stories.
So, you know, I think there is some good news. But at the end of the day, you don't want to take the risk of getting all those people together and then you have a cataclysmic problem on your hands. So the Olympic Games are going to be postponed most likely to 2021. So we're going to have the Olympics next summer.
That's what I'm saying. I appreciate Canada was the first country to say, look, we're not sending our athletes. They joined Norway, Brazil, and Slovenia and putting pressure on the that they'd press the IOC. Look, there needs to be a postponement. And I salute those countries for doing so. Wish the U.S. had, you know, been one of the leaders there. But that's how we've got, you know, right now, our response to it as a whole, as a country, our response to the pandemic itself is the main thing you got to focus on. So happy that this is getting done, that people are actually looking in the mirror and treating this with the seriousness that it deserves. Olympics in 2021 are going to be just fine.
Yeah, I'm happy about that. I love it. I'm here for it. And that'll give us something to talk about next summer, okay? So big picture, we'll be fine. Now, that leads us to our next conversation. It's Tiger King. If you're not watching Tiger King, if you don't know about the Tiger King series, what are you doing in your life?
I didn't know about it before yesterday.
I've seen it on Twitter. Just like all these things start. Like earlier this year, it was the Don't F with Cats, right? Remember that? Started on Twitter, saw a couple people like, you guys see these guys? I hated that series. It was just, and it was well done. It was just, I didn't like anything about this series. This one, I mean, first of all, the description, the title is Tiger King, Murder, Mayhem, and something else.
And right? Madness.
And Madness. And so it's like, whoa, what is this? This is real? This isn't like a fictional, fictitious series. It's something that actually happened. And so basically what it is, and I don't want to give too much away because I want to give people a reason to watch it, but it focuses on 3 key figures, or at least it has in the episodes that I've watched. One of them is Joe Exotic. Mm-hmm. He's this guy who, he's a gay man who lives in Oklahoma, and he has hundreds of big cats, tigers, lions, leopards, things like that, okay? And he's basically running a zoo, right?
A big cat zoo.
Yeah, and people, but it's different than a zoo because people get to interact with these animals face-to-face. They can pet. They can do all these things.
Yeah, a little petting zoo with it and all that
stuff. Yeah, so that's one guy that they're focusing on. Second guy is Bhagavan Doc Antle. and the more you learn about this cat, Like, he seems on the surface pretty normal than the way he talks, right? Like, he seems like a pretty normal guy. He has a big cat zoo as well, a big animal zoo. He's got a freaking elephant.
It's down Florida.
Yeah, Myrtle Beach.
Excuse me.
But it's basically the same thing. Let's be honest. Myrtle Beach, Florida, same thing. And then you have Carol Baskin.
I thought he was in Florida.
Yeah.
That's my bad.
Carol Baskin's in Tampa.
She's the one that's in Florida.
Who has Big Cat Rescue. And so it's these three main characters, and it's almost like a division, right? So on one side of this, you got Joe Exotic and Doc, who believe they're doing the right thing. They're giving these big cats an opportunity to have a good life. But then there you have Carol Baskin, who also has a zoo, you don't get to touch them or anything, but it's a zoo. She says they're exploiting and abusing the animals. So basically, from what I haven't finished this, and I know murder is part of this, it focuses on these three people, and it's just a fact. Like, I had no idea, Jason, that people collected big cats in the United States of America. I had no clue.
Well, I knew they collected big cats. What I didn't realize is how taken advantage of those cats are, and John, you could look at this one way. I think what the series tries to have you do naturally is pick one of these folks that you're most with, like, you know what I'm saying? Pick one of these characters that you can identify with or whatever, that you're most behind, that you'd naturally lean one. But all of them in some way or another, John, are taking advantage of these wild
animals. Agreed.
They all are. Yep. And they'll take, see, that's what Carol says the others are doing.
Yep.
But quite frankly, she's
charging admission.
100%. And she's saying that because they allow petting and all that stuff to these cubs. And look, Joe Exotic even tells you. Like, you want to talk about how they're taking advantage of animals. After they're cubs, right, and you can no longer pet them, and they get to the point, John, where they're 4, 5, 6 to 8 years, and they can start taking hands off and arms off, well, then, for the most part, they're useless to these zoo owners. That's when they, you know, even your guy, John at Myrtle Beach, they're talking about, well, where have some of these cats finished up, these older cats, right? What's become of them?
Yep.
The fact is, they're profiting off of them when they're babies. Because what? Yep. You can take pictures with
exactly.
them. You can pet them. And a guy's making hundreds
of
thousands
of
dollars.
You get like 8 months or something
off
for that?
Off these cubs. Yep. Yeah, it's absolutely ridiculous. And they're all doing it, but they're all claiming, right, that they're doing it for the good of what would have been extinct animals if they hadn't saved them. You understand what I'm saying? And so the craziness of it all is that you've got – they're all eccentric. They've all got – I think the docuseries even starts out that people who are big cat owners are already crazy as it is. And what you'll find out as you go through the 7-episode series is that each one of them in their mind, right, they think they're doing good. They think they're doing – but they're all crazy. Absolutely all of them are, John, from Carol Baskin, who's down in Florida,
yep.
and has been accused of feeding her her former husband. This is okay because it's in the – feeding her former husband to the cats?
I mean, I think she did it. I'm just going to tell you right now. I think she absolutely did it. The guy, didn't he file for a restraining order the day before?
And he was a millionaire.
He was a millionaire, and she got it all, and they can't find him, okay? She said something about Costa Rica. No evidence. This guy's in Costa Rica. I think what happened, I'm going to be honest with you, and is this libelous? Like, or slanderous? I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't say anything, but they can't find him, and she's got freaking tigers and lions in her freaking backyard. You tell me. I mean, it's not hard to put two and two together. Listen, I think everybody is insane. I think everybody on this damn show is insane. I think you have to be insane to want to deal with lions every day like this. I mean, dude, there are people on this show who've lost arms and come back to work 3 days later. It's absurd that what must go through these people's minds on a daily basis. But it is, I'm telling you, it is something that you cannot turn away from. I think there's still a lot more to come. Like, getting introduced. Like, the Doc guy has, he's basically running a cult in Myrtle Beach,
mm-hmm.
right?
He's got three wives.
He's got three wives, and you have to, like, submit yourself. He calls them partners. He doesn't call them wives. He just calls them partners.
Mm-hmm.
It is one of the most it reminds me a little bit of that Scientology documentary that came out on HBO, Going Clear. This is sort of the way it's produced and the characters involved, but I'm telling you, if you are looking for something to binge, I'm going to do it as soon as I get home today. I'm going to get right back into it because I fell asleep. I was tired last night. It's been a long week in the middle of episode 3. I got to pick back up. But it is.
They're charging like families $650, $700 to come through and sit with a cat and feed a cat.
Yes.
And I've never held a cat, a baby tiger. I can't imagine that. I imagine most of us haven't. But there's apparently there when you get one,
yes.
Right? And you it just there's this feeling, and you can tell by the way these adults and kids interact with them.
Yeah.
It's this feeling of holding a wild animal when it's a baby. You feed yes. it, right? You get and you're willing to pay that kind of money.
Yeah.
Folks are making millionaires.
Yeah, they are millionaires
off of this stuff. Now your boy's gonna end up in a different spot in terms of being a millionaire or not. But these folks are profiting hugely
now, let me ask you
off
this.
These cats. I had no idea just the number of these zoos that exist and how big they are and how much money there is in taking advantage of these animals and under the guise that you're saving them. It's ridiculous.
When you watch it, right, when you watch this series and you see sort of the animals and everything like that, what does it look like abuse to you? Do you think it's abuse?
Well, I think there's much of what we're not seeing, John. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? Like, this is still I think it's a form of abuse.
Yeah.
When you're breeding them just to profit off of them.
Right.
And you may be telling yourself this is keeping them from going extinct, but you're literally I mean, there are parts of it, John, where they admit it. You're breeding them to profit on it. How is that not animal abuse? I don't understand. Like, in a way, because again, a lot of times you're putting these cats in situations where you don't know what these other owners, right, that you're selling them to are going to do with them. Do you care? Because that to me would matter, right? If you actually cared,
right.
Then I'd think something different in terms of whether we're calling this abuse or not. In many of these situations, you're just doing it to make the dollar. How is that not abuse? I don't get how it is.
Well, what I learned, what I was shocked by.
See how they feed these cats and what they feed them?
They expired meat. They feed them expired meat. No, you're right. I mean,
That's not abuse.
Did you realize that you could go purchase for anybody listening right now, I don't know what the laws are in Tennessee. I'm sure it's illegal in Tennessee, but if you wanted to move to Florida, everything is legal in Florida. Did you? I didn't know this before this series. You can buy a baby tiger for $2,000. You can buy a baby tiger for $2,000.
There's huge money in them selling these cubs. Huge money. That's what this is about. They got greedy. I believe that this is, I think I could tell this part without giving, I believe Joe Exotic, maybe all of them, maybe Carol,
yeah.
Maybe your guy Bhagavan or whatever you call, I think they all started out with great intentions.
Right.
Like Joe's brother, they'll tell you this part of the story, they always had a dream, those two, of owning a petting zoo. And so the guy's brother dies in a drunk driving accident. He gets a settlement, and he takes that money,
yep,
right from the settlement to start a zoo, a petting zoo essentially in Oklahoma, where they're just going to have, you know, he can go get his pets and do all that. But more importantly, you know, you're trying to do something good. But again, I think once these folks get in, they find out how much money you can make,
yep,
right? When I can charge these folks $600 to take a picture with a tiger cub,
yep,
the greed starts to get in. You've done that year after year and over, then you get those bills that come with it. And those millions that come with it, and they get greedy, and they're willing to abuse animals and go too far. And I think that's what we're watching with all of them, trying to find some sense of reality with these folks. They've all sort of lost their mind, but telling themselves that they're doing good for these cats.
Well, and I will say this. The other thing that I think is a common thread with all of these people, and again, I'm telling you, you guys have got to watch this series because it is gripping. All three of them, I'm pretty sure, had or at least two of the three. Maybe I'm forgetting on Doc, but I know two of the three had pretty traumatic childhoods. Carol was sexually assaulted when she was young, and Joe Exotic was gay. And when he told his father shook his hand and made him agree that he would not come to his funeral. So I think it informs a lot about.
Go out and do almost.
And then he drove his car off a bridge.
Mm-hmm.
He drove his car off a bridge. So I think two of the, you know, it just helps explain sort of the psychological stuff. They clearly had, you know, really rough upbringings, and maybe that's why they found solace in big cats. I don't know. But Carol's chick is crazy. Everything she owns is cat print.
Well, remember, that wasn't her before she married the million. That was his zoo.
That's right. That's a good point. Yeah, he was the guy who collected them.
She inherited it.
Yeah, DJ Steffens, it's almost like he's listening to us. DJ Steffens, he said, this Tiger King documentary is absurd. So
I watched it last night. I watched two episodes. I told John, I sent him the text. I said, have you seen this? I find out he's in episode 3. And so it's 11:30 last night, and I tell my wife, this is how gripping it is. Let's keep going. And so we got through four of the seven episodes last night, stayed up past one to do it. That's how gripping it is. I told you the most gripping thing I've seen since the R. Kelly documentary. You saw what became of that. I mean, R. Kelly's in jail now. And we haven't even given – this is just the tip of the iceberg in terms of developments and what happens with this thing over these seven episodes. We've just given you the tip.
Absolutely.
Haven't even begun to get into the nitty-gritty of it. So you got to check it out. It's on Netflix. The other thing I saw too, John, real quick while we're on this Netflix thing, LeBron, who executive produced the Madam C.J. Walker documentary. I don't know if you saw it. It's a four-part thing. I'm imagining you didn't. Do you know who Madam C.J. Walker is? Go for it.
Did she?
It's called Self-Made.
She was a.
Oh man, don't embarrass us.
She was a.
Don't want you to do this.
No, C.J. Walker.
Madam C.J. Walker. Who was she?
Okay, I know she was like an entrepreneur. Okay,
correct. Yeah, that's good. That's pretty good.
She did something with hair.
She's hair products.
Yes. Okay, I'm there.
You're absolutely there, and you got entrepreneur. She's considered the first woman millionaire, Madam C.J. Walker. And anyway, LeBron James, with Octavia Spencer as the star of this thing, executive produced it. I thought it was great. Some people have said it falls a little bit short.
Yeah.
It's four episodes. I thought it was fantastic. Octavia Spencer is fantastic in everything she's in. She absolutely kills this thing. I watched it over the weekend. So I got a couple of great Netflix experiences over the weekend, and I'm going to continue it with this freaking, the last three episodes I've got of this Tiger King thing.
Yep.
My
all
gosh.
Right. So there you go. That's some stuff that you can watch in the meantime while we're all trying to get through this. All right, we will come back. Billy Richmond's going to join us. We will talk to him about how he's handling this as a small business owner and more. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected five times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
Are you going crazy sitting at home and you want to get out of the house and do something fun? Come out to Top Gun Memphis. We are open both of our indoor ranges, and we just got a massive new shipment of firearms for home protection and personal defense, and a huge shipment of ammunition while everybody else is running out. Where are we located? 2770 Witten Road in Bartlett at the Old Range USA. Top Gun Memphis, where you can get a firearm to protect yourself and ammo. Top Gun Memphis, TopGunMemphis.com.
Ride with the country's number one auto insurer, State Farm. I'm Kathy Thurman Edwards, the agent on Brookhaven Circle, with a big shout out to my awesome team now licensed in Arkansas, Mississippi, and Tennessee. Call or text 901-767-7744. We're still all better looking than a lizard.
America is a great big country,
filled with all kinds of different people.
And we all count.
That's why the 2020 Census
wants to make sure we're all counted.
Why is it so important?
Because the census helps inform how hundreds of billions of dollars will be spent each year for things like
new roads,
health clinics,
even more school programs.
So make sure you're counted.
Because you count. Shape your future. Start here. Complete the census at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
The motto for world-class competition has always been faster, higher, stronger. It's the same for Navien, makers of condensing tankless water heaters. Faster to install and set up. Higher performance and efficiency to provide endless hot water. Stronger with the industry's strongest warranty. All because of the copper-free stainless steel heat exchanger built in every unit. Learn about Navien's condensing tankless water heaters and find a Navien contractor at tanklessmadesimple.com. That's tanklessmadesimple.com.
Count on Navien.
Your tax refund is all you need to get that car or truck you want, and you only pay the low wholesale price. Yes, at Wholesale Unlimited, you don't pay the retail price, and they have layaway plans, so do it today. It's on Pleasant View, just off Covington Pike, and all you pay is the wholesale price. So many SUVs, cars, and trucks to choose from. That's why they call it Wholesale Unlimited. You want a Cadillac Escalade? A Mustang GT? How about a Jeep Grand Cherokee or a Toyota 4Runner? You want a loaded Tahoe, Ram truck, Camaro, or Mercedes? Go to the online inventory at WUCars.com or just Google Wholesale Unlimited to find what you want. A little money goes a long way when you can buy cars and trucks at wholesale and use your tax refund to get the price even lower. Right now, Wholesale Unlimited has great cars and trucks priced at only $7,000 to $8,000 and in-house financing. Go to Pleasant View just off Covington Pike today. Tell them you heard about it on 92.9 ESPN. You can thank me later.
Mom, delivery!
You've been loading up on things from Walmart.
Yeah, I used my new Capital One Walmart Rewards card. It earns unlimited 5% back on everything I buy from Walmart online.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what now?
5% back.
With what?
The Capital One Walmart Rewards Card. Earn unlimited rewards, including 5% back at Walmart online on top of Walmart's everyday low prices. What's in your wallet?
Terms and exclusions apply. Capital One NA.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
This is Derek's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
After the third time jump-starting my car, I finally realized my battery was dying. So I stopped by O'Reilly to have it checked. They tested it right there in the parking lot. It was bad, real bad. But they helped me find the right battery for my car and even installed it for free. Now my car starts like new.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
If you're the kind of person who agrees nothing beats the great outdoors, we have some fantastic news. Honda has found a way to make the outdoors even greater with special offers on some of our best four-wheel vehicles. It's happening now during the Greater Outdoor Sales Event at DeSoto Honda. Every Honda ATV and Pioneer side-by-side has the power to take on the biggest jobs and trails. And for unbridled thrills over any terrain, there's our Talon 1000s. Find the four-wheel vehicle that works hardest for you and start the year with a great deal, like up to $1,400 factory to dealer incentives on select models. Make this your greatest year outdoors yet. But hurry, because offers this good can't last long. Get to DeSoto Honda in Olive Branch now during the Greater Outdoors Sales Event. Factory to dealer incentives are good with select new and unregistered models. See DeSoto Honda for complete program details and find them online at DeSotoHonda.net.
It's so on point, like it's so musically correct. I don't want to clash. Like I'm trying to just put like, that's what I'm saying.
Bobby. Self in the kitchen.
I'm trying to stay up on my iPhone. Tell my bitch I love you.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
She gon' make me psycho, everything I've been through, something only I know. Hey, I'm a legend just like Michael. My bitch is ungrateful, so I'm out with my side. She gon' treat me different. I should make
Billy Richmond is the founder, the owner, the CEO of the Wing Guru, best chicken in Memphis, best chicken in the world. And he joins us now. Big Bill, what's going on in your neck of the woods?
What's up, fellas? What's up, fellas? Long time, baby, long time.
You sound like you're doing okay over there.
Yeah, we doing decent, man. We, you know, just trying to get past this pandemic that's going on. Just hoping everyone's, you know, being safe out here and being smart and cautious of, you know, and conscious of actually what's going on.
How much of your regular business have you still been able to do, Billy?
We've obtained about 60% of what we normally do. We have experienced some decrease in the numbers. So we want to advise everybody to kind of stay out of these chains. I hate to say it, stay out of the chain and support local businesses, you know, if possible.
Do you expect that to sort of maintain? I mean, there was just a safer at home order that was released today by Mary Jim Strickland. I know you've probably seen that. Do you sort of expect the level to be there? Do you expect the decrease from here? Like, what's sort of your expectation as a quote unquote small local business?
It's kind of hard to say, John. We're just hoping for the best. I guess the more important thing is for people to be safe with what's going on. You definitely still have to eat. We're kind of glad we are able to still do delivery through Uber Eats and DoorDash, and you can come in and pick up your order as well. Just no dining in at any of the restaurants. So hopefully this thing blows over. Like I said, we definitely want everyone to be safe, not sorry, with what's going on in the world today.
Are you being able to retain most or all of your staff, Billy?
The staff has been tricky. I've been paying a lot of them out of my pocket.
Wow.
With what's been going on. And, you know, the ones you can't pay out of your pocket, you just kind of have to throw them back there in the kitchen. But you don't want a whole lot of people, you know, sitting there at a business that's not functioning at 100%. So it's just kind of been a tricky thing. And I'm sure, you know, a lot of the other businesses local that's around, they're experiencing the same hardship we're experiencing as well.
So I guess in terms of obviously our government right now is in the process of trying to figure out the best way to navigate this economically, whether it's sending checks or whether it's doing this, that, the other. For you as a business owner, is there something that you prefer, like something that you would like to see or something that really is effective for you in terms of navigating this? How can the U.S. government help you and other people like you get through this crisis?
That's a pretty tough question. I really hadn't thought that far on what would actually help us. Like I said, we just kind of want to be conscious of what's going on. We can just get the people to kind of go to the places they need to go to. And if you are getting out, just buy from local places, sort of like myself, and kind of, you know, just do the right thing, so to say, just to be, you know, safe, not sorry.
Have you been able to, through all this, get the stage, like, are you moving toward getting that location back online, or because of everything you're going through right now, are you just kind of focusing on the two stores?
Well, as of right now, through the insurance company we're dealing with, we're just waiting on the go-ahead from them to get everything back rectified.
Okay.
And back up and running, operational, for Stage Road. It's been a slower process than we thought, but nevertheless, the ball is rolling, and, you know, we're just hoping for the best.
Well,
and then overall, Billy, do you think Memphians are taking this seriously enough? Like, I know you're in a spot where you still need them to come out and support local, but we've seen now with the mayor saying, you know, for the most part, stay at home. When you watch folks, are you seeing still too many gatherings? Are enough people taking this seriously enough?
I don't think enough people are taking it serious enough as far as the younger generation. And that's what's more alarming and concerning with what's going on. So if the people can, you know, just follow the orders of, you know, the president and the governors and your local mayors or what have you, this thing will kind of, you know, blow over and we can kind of contain it, you know, as much as possible.
Now, you got some time on your hands now, man. Are you in the lab whipping up some new, like, pandemic flavors? Like, what's the – I know you got something in there.
Yeah, I got a few things we've been working on. I have a couple of different sauces we're going to roll out probably next year, 2021. We just want to get past 2020, man. It's been a crazy year, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. But can we get a Jason and John sauce? I mean, I think it's past time for that, you know.
Hey, we can get that going, fellas. I also want to say we have some chicken cracklings that we're rolling out, which are really good, which will be inside the location. And anyone that's staying at home who, you know, just like cooking their own chicken with what's going on or burgers, we have an all-purpose seasoning that you can also buy as well in the store. So just a couple of different options for, you know, the Guru Gang.
Okay.
Man, in the stores. He's in the grocery stores. He's everywhere.
But
yeah, we are officially at Super Low South Haven location, and I think a couple more we should be inside of those once this stuff kind of blows over and we, you know, back to being Americans.
So I'm not trying to tell you how to do your job, Billy, but I'm just saying on the Jason and John flavor, like, you know,
listen.
for me, you know, obviously more of a hot sauce, you know, like a more of a fiery flavor, and then, you know, for Jason, like a cool sort of tangy
Laid back, Jason.
Yeah, so I mean, I think that, you know, you can do this. You can combine them, you know, put maybe get like a graphic rendering of our faces. I mean, bestseller. This is going to get you through the pandemic.
Brother, you got enough to worry about to listen to this fool.
It's going
to
get you through the pandemic.
Hey, man,
Hey, you guys' flavor may be more popular than the Triple J, the Jaren Jackson flavor.
Doubt that.
We got to try it, man. Hey, Billy, man, best of luck, and if we can ever do anything for you, man, let us know.
Hey, we appreciate it, and everyone be safe out here.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
He is Billy Richmond, Wing Guru owner, founder, CEO.
Go see him at 5699 Mount Moriah or down in South Haven at 7090 Malco Road. He's got the best wings in town.
That's right. Whole, I mean, I think this is as good a time as any. I mean, you want the
Get yourself familiar. The
Triple J sauce like you just talked about. I mean, I think the Jason and John sauce is an absolutely.
That felt inappropriate to me, but I guess you don't get anything if you don't ask.
You know,
and you're that dude that's always going to ask.
Billy.
Even
has,
in the middle of COVID-19.
Absolutely. No better time to ask than right now. We have been together for years, and we're very proud of that partnership. But I think it's time for it to yield a sauce, man. I do.
As you said, can't be too proud.
That's right.
Ask
you can't
for
be
your
too
own sauce.
But even without the Jason and John sauce, they've got the Triple J. They've got the garlic sriracha, the spicy taco, honey suicide. It's all out there waiting on you at the Wing Guru.
7090 Malco Road down South Haven, Mississippi, or 5699 Mount Moriah. When you see or talk to Billy Richmond, you do us a favor and tell him that Jason and John sent you.
All right. Jason Fisk going to join us at 125. But did you want to address the Jamal Murray video? I guess
you're saying like it helped Kim Kardashian. Is that your point?
Well, Kim Kardashian certainly benefited from the tape.
Did you see that poor girl was saying, can you please take the video down?
That was tough. That was a tough one.
Have you seen the picture of her and her father with Jamal?
I didn't see that one. But, listen, that's part of the deal, man. Part of the deal. All right. We will come back. Jason and John, 93.9 FM, ESPN.
This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, 92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis and the Mid-South station you can count on. Live on the radio.com free app.
Are you in the market for a new home? Orion is redefining closing cost by...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.